Weekend comments by the Taoiseach drawing a link between the surge in immigration and record levels of homelessness continue to provoke a political reaction. Raised temperatures in the Dáil earlier when Richard Boyd Barrett accused Simon Harris of putting a target on the back of migrants by drawing a connection between immigration and the country's housing problems. And Sarah Burns, this didn't go down well with the Ceann Comhairle, did it?
No, so he was saying that the terminology that Richard Boyd Barrett was using wasn't in order, it was dangerous language, and that the People Before Profit TD was levelling accusations that weren't in order. You could hear as well the Minister for Public Expenditure, Pascal Donoghue, who was standing in for questions today, saying that what the TD was saying was appalling. Richard Boyd Barrett, I think, had begun his question by saying, you know, one of the oldest tricks of a cynical government under pressure was for them to divide and conquer and scapegoat innocent people for the government, for the government's own failings, and that this is kind of what started things off.
Well, let's get a flavour of Richard Boyd Barrett's comments now.
One of the oldest tricks in the book of a cynical government under pressure is the tactic of divide and conquer and scapegoating innocent people for that government's own failing. And that is what we heard from Simon Harris over the weekend when he essentially hung a target on the back of asylum seekers, people exiting direct provision, and immigrants generally by suggesting...
The terminology, Deputy Boyd Barrett, is not in order.
That they were Deputy responsible Boyd for the housing crisis.
Sorry, Deputy Boyd Barrett.
Terminology that you're using is not in order, please.
He has echoed Deputy Boyd Barrett, scapegoating.
Deputy Boyd Barrett, will you please listen to me? You have used language that is extremely dangerous. And you're
the Taoiseach used language that
are levelling accusations.
The Taoiseach used...
You are levelling allegations.
The Taoiseach used dangerous language. Order.
Richard Boyd Barrett here, and obviously he's not here. We won't go into specifically what he said to focus on Simon Harris's comments. They've clearly provoked debate. They've clearly provoked a reaction over the past 48 hours or so. Gary Gannon, do you agree with what the Taoiseach had to say?
No, I strongly disagree with what the Taoiseach has to say, and also with what the Ceann Comhairle had to say in response to Richard Boyd Barrett's comments. If you go back to Sunday and exactly what the Taoiseach did say on Sunday, he, and I'm paraphrasing ever so slightly, but he was very specific in his claim when asked by Hugh O'Connell in the Times on Sunday about his failure to get on top of the homeless crisis. He said that the people understand that international protection is placing an undue strain on our homelessness services. It was pointed out very quickly by ourselves and others that nobody in the international protection system can actually avail of emergency accommodation. They're not entitled to homeless support and they're not counted within that list. In the days that followed the Taoiseach, people put out a press release that said that 30% of people in the DRE had come through the had been left direct provision, equated to about 67 people. Mm-hmm. We also pointed out, following on from that, actually the 3 month figure for the second quarter, people exiting direct provision accounted for 12% of those actual figures. So when people say that the Taoiseach hung a target on somebody's back, there was no reason for the Taoiseach. He was, we can all agree, an excellent communicator. When asked about the homeless crisis, to point to what essentially equated to 12.02% of the figures between April and June of that
year. So you're saying 67 had become homeless as a result of leaving direct provision in July. That's according to the Dublin Regional Homeless Executive.
The Dublin Regional Homeless Executive accounts for one third of all homeless applications. So, I mean, the very targeted figure used to bolster a fake debate that a fake narrative that the Taoiseach we put out. For me, I felt it was extremely disappointing from the Taoiseach, which then led to a scenario where, well, other ministers were trying to defend them, were pointing out that 46% of people on the homeless list were non-Irish, without actually mentioning that some of them came from the UK, some of them from the EEC, some of them had come over here on work visas. Oh. It was a horrific
Lisa Chambers, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, obviously this has provoked a very strong reaction. I don't think it's unreasonable to suggest that when you've got lots of people coming into the country that you're going to see an impact on housing and homeless figures. It's not... I felt my take on that was the Taoiseach was presenting facts, and I don't think he was trying to rile people's emotions on
this. Gary Gannon was clearly riled there.
Well, yeah, look, and Gary's entitled to his opinion. And I know that Minister O'Brien was asked about those presenting in homeless accommodation. And the figure that he gave was that it was between 42 and 44% of people in such accommodation in Dublin are foreign nationals, including those from the European Economic Area and non-EEA countries.
Yes, so 22% were EEA UK nationals and 24% were non-EEA. And in general, it said that 21% of those leaving direct provision end up homeless, and that perhaps they might leave the direct provision, they might have their status, but there'd be a pressure to vacate due to more people coming in. So those are the stats to hand here. Mm-hmm. But there's clearly strong disagreement of what Simon Harris said, even from the President, Michael D. Higgins.
Well, I'm not sure the President should be commenting on the Taoiseach's comments, but look, we are, that's becoming a regular feature. But, you know, I think the Taoiseach, from as I said, my take on it is he was outlining the facts. I think if you've got more people coming into the country, of course it has an impact. I mean, is that not saying that night follows day?
Matt Carthy.
Well, I think when you're talking about targets, I think the real objective here was Simon Harris trying to take the target off his own back, because government are actually responsible for a number of failures, but in this instance, two very specific and distinct failures. They're responsible for the housing crisis, undoubtedly, which has got worse every single year that Fine Gael are in government. And they've also made a mess of the international protection system. And what Simon Harris, you could argue very cleverly, tried to do was to use one government failure as an excuse for the other.
But you heard Lisa Chambers there. She said, as sure as night follows day, if people arrive in the country, it will put pressure on services.
That may well be the case. The problem is we have an international protection system that is broken, that enriches a very few private operators, that has created huge antagonism across local communities. And
so you fundamentally disagree with what Simon Harris said?
I think Simon Harris is being cynical in the extreme, because he is refusing, like he, in terms of the health services, as we've had a discussion, to take responsibility for the natural and very predictable outworkings of Fine Gael policies being enacted. And that those policies, what they mean to people listening here tonight, are that in the last 4 years alone, house prices in this city have increased by 100,000, that rents have increased by 6,000 euro per year, that the average age of a first-time buyer in this state now is almost 40 years of age. They're Fine Gael
failures. Simon Harris, obviously not Fine Gael, not represented on the panel. But
well, their partners are representative.
And just
lest it be any doubt whatsoever, those policies are the exact same policies.
But Hildegard Knocta made the point that Sinn Féin's policies on this issue, in terms of the housing of international protection applicants, would sow racism within communities, because certain communities, Sinn Féin believes certain communities should not take them. That's the point that she made on The Week in Politics.
And what Sinn Féin set out, and we published a very comprehensive policy document over the summer period, is a system that actually works, because the current system is broken, that recognises the realities within our communities and recognises the system that at
Gary
the moment
Gannon.
The only criteria that is used for housing international protections is the availability of a property that somebody who wants
Gary
to
Gannon,
be
you wanted to jump
has,
in.
I just wanted to
disposal.
Go back to the Taoiseach's comments. The most broadest data set we have for recent presentation to homelessness comes from the second quarterly report of presentations. In that report, it was very clearly outlined that people leaving direct provision was only the third highest proportion of people going into homelessness. The first was people who've been made homeless by being evicted from private rental accommodation, and the second was from family breakdown. The idea that the Taoiseach chose one particular group in that, which happened to be migrants, did very much put a target on the back. And that was testified by the type of people who on social media were elevating his comments. The far right don't win when they gain electoral positions. They gain when good, clear centrists start adapting their talking points. And that's what was most disappointing for me. The Taoiseach also has a responsibility in relation to reception centres, the much promised reception centres that were catered for in the Catherine Day report. We were told that 6 reception centres would be opened. They haven't opened before the local election for electoral reasons. They're not opening before the general election
and
for electoral reasons.
On a wider sense, does this point to the debate, the reaction to these comments, that there are practicalities around immigration, such as housing, health services, school places, that perhaps are being ignored in the debate and by the government?
there are absolutely practicalities within the debate that have been certainly mismanaged by the government. But when words such as that were rejected by the Taoiseach are being weaponised at those in the far right who are instilling hatred in the communities and making my job harder, making your job harder as a journalist, as was testified in the RTE Investigates programme last night, I think it's a failure of leadership on the part of Simon Harris, and he needs to certainly reconsider that approach over the next couple of months.
Lisa Chambers, on that point, are there practicalities around immigration being ignored, such as with housing?
No, and I mean, I think some of the commentary towards the Taoiseach's comments have been a little bit unfair. That would be my response to that. I think perhaps the reaction has been stronger than you might expect for somebody laying out.
Some charities have criticised them. I think the Irish Refugee Council included some organisations.
I mean, look, we can go back over what he said, but he said that people understand the fact that homeless numbers are heavily impacted by the fact that we're seeing more people coming in. So,
on the practicalities of immigration, are they being addressed?
Well, I believe they are in a very challenging situation, and I've got the Social Democrats on my left and Sinn Féin on my right, very presenting it as if it's easy to solve and that it can be done overnight, and that if only they were in government, they'd do such a better job. You talk about cynicism and Sinn Féin, their policy on international protection, how we deal with this issue, was that wealthy areas should take everybody and that certain areas shouldn't, and I don't think that's the right approach either. And Gary mentioned the reception.
At the moment,
that's in your policy.
Aren't taking people because the only criteria that is actually being used by the department is the availability of property.
But sorry, your party leader.
It stands to reason that when you go to that, that people will go to areas where properties are cheaper. And unfortunately, those areas are inevitably areas that are deprived of services as a result of your government's policies.
Yeah, your party leader outlined criteria that if there was pressure on GP services or school places or whatever, that there's no place in the country that's absolutely perfect. So it was a very cynical way of kind of putting a message out. I have read it, and I don't think there's a whole lot different actually to what the government are doing.
Well, make up your mind, either it's this very extreme document that
he's inconsiderate, or
it's... Matt likes to interrupt when he doesn't like what you're saying. But the policy that the government are embarking upon, obviously we're involved in the European Union and we're directed in a certain way on that. But it was a very cynical point to make that only wealthy areas, as they see them, should house asylum seekers or refugees, and that working class areas shouldn't.
But the figures would show some areas do take more than others.
And I'm living in County Mayo, where we've taken quite a number of people, and lots of good stories actually in terms of integration and people coming into our community. But the challenge being, when you have large numbers coming in a short space of time, it's not always easy to get it perfect. You're doing your best to provide shelter for people in a humanitarian situation. Mm. And I do think the government have done their best in challenging circumstances. And be wary of anybody providing, you know, a simple solution to a complex issue.
And that's why we didn't put forward a simple solution. We put forward a comprehensive policy that outlines the need to process asylum applications much quicker than are currently. Secondly, enforcing those decisions when they're made. And thirdly, ensuring that communities actually have a say in what happens within their hinterlands, which is the basis on which every other development
have
that takes place in towns or villages. It is a situation at the moment where there are communities that are completely deprived of the services that they need. And that is their deprivation indexes and all the rest of the data that we need to say. And invariably, they're the areas that are being asked to take the burden of a failed government policy.
Accurate.